watching them all by the pride, they're watching them hide.
They're natural fear than anything, less man, they all less natural.
They've done the sheriff's caught on lots of roads of living.
How hard it is for me to live without the lid itself.
Stuck like mud bugs, but they can set the standard.
They'll live it like it's gospel and they'll quote it like it's scripture.
Thank you. you.
Thank you.
There's a great writer named Willie Flouten who wrote a book called The Free that's just recently come out, and I was fortunate enough to get to read a copy of it last fall before it came out, and I read it in 3 days, and it blew me away, and the next day I wrote this song from the point of view of one of the main characters in it, and she was a nurse named Pauline Hawkins.
Thank you. Thank you.
the gentleman I met earlier on the sidewalk.
Everybody called him the General. His real name, I think, was William Marshall Addison. But no one ever called him that. Everyone called him the General, even though he was never in the military or anything like that. It's not a foreign concept in the part of the world we grew up for men back in that era to give themselves military rank that they hadn't really earned. Besides, he could drink any man in Lauderdale County, Alabama, under the table during the Great Depression. So he was the General. And he was a really great gambler sometimes. It's been sometimes he'd come home really flushed, driving a Cadillac, buying sharp-looking clothes for himself, but not his wife and kids. And then sometimes he'd come home and they'd be about to lose the farm and they'd be destitute. And my granddaddy, he ran away from home when he was 12 years old and he rode all over the country on a train as a hobo. And when he got back at 14, no one even asked him where he'd been. It was just another mouth to feed. It was those kind of times back then. And my granddaddy, he grew up and he married my grandmother, the most beautiful woman in Lauderdale County, Alabama. And she was from a good Methodist home, and she just couldn't believe the stories he would tell about his childhood and how he used to take his dad to the bootlegger and the whorehouse when he was a kid. And one day she asked him, she said, "Didn't you feel terrible driving your daddy to the bootlegger and the whorehouse when you were a little boy?" My granddaddy said, "Shit, I was 10 years old. I was driving a Cadillac. I would have taken that son of a bitch to hell if he asked me." And the General's wife, by the time I came along, everyone was called her grand-grand. And she got old, she took to going to funerals. I mean, like, really going to funerals. It didn't matter if she knew the people or not. She'd just look at the paper, and if it looked like a good one, she'd dress in black, and she'd go, and she'd grieve and grieve and grieve. She'd be the loudest crying person there. But she always said that the best funeral she ever went to was the General's. And I wrote this song about her. It's called Box of Spiders. Grand-grand keeps a box of spiders. Says they're on me when I sleep. Waiting in the outhouse for me. Thank you.
Sweet Tennessee was your home. Thank you.
Thank you.
opportunity. pulled it out Mother's Day and had a good time with it, so we're going to pull this one out one more time. On Mother's Day, I dedicated it to the best mommy in the world, which is my wife, Rebecca, and she's meeting me over here tomorrow in Amsterdam, because this is our 10th wedding anniversary. So I want to send it out to her, and I want to send it out to her mom, who I wrote it about, and I want to send it out to all the other mamas out there as a belated Mother's Day gift. I should preface before I tell the story that comes with this song. My mom is happy again, and it's awful nice to see. My mom is living proof that it's never too late for an older person to discover the internet, learn how to work a computer. If you get lonely enough, you'll figure out how to do that internet thing. And my mom went online and met her a wonderful guy, and his name's Jim, and they're engaged, and they're having a great time here in the little twilight years. And maybe not too twilight. Sun's still a little bit up for him. But this song takes place way before all of that. We don't do it very often, but we're just going to do it tonight because I'm having fun. This song's called 18 Miles Away. Fuck up my logs, he'd call me in here, bitch at me so sweet. 6 months later to the day, Chester and my mama, they ran off to a tattoo studio, and he had that tattoo of Kim on his arm changed to Jam. And then they ran off to a place called Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and they got married at a place called Dollywood. And you think I make this shit up? But I don't make this shit up. And I just went to Athens, Georgia about that time. I didn't have my money to buy my wedding present, so I wrote my mama this song. It's called 18 Wheels of Love. And every goddamn word is true. Thank you.
a little ball, but never rang again. I'm reporting to work, and I'm proud to look at my house. Shit, the city family guys have a problem doing bad, guys on the street. Can't tell the guys at the top, they might be paying out the morning fees. Around the town, see what's been fine. Put your face in someone's that ain't mine. Just not be unemployed and blue, wearing out your house. Baby, there's no loose thing like that.
Thank you.
This has been so much fun. Thank y'all so much. Thank you.
Time.
that makes life worth living. This is a song about how rock and roll saved my life as a teenager. And the day before yesterday, and this morning, the song's called Let There Be Rock. Dropped acid, blue oyster cult concert, 14 years old. And I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. And on my way home, I got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mac. Between his parents' Cadillacs without a scratch, and I crawled through the
good a wife and mama as she can be. And your sister's putting that sweet stuff on everybody's hand under me.
Your brother was the first one got 10 fingers and 10 toes. And it's a damn good thing, cause he needs all 20 to keep the closet door closed. Song of the night, and we want to send this out to Bill CW and for Craig Liston. Change colors. rocks were made from. And we drove across the wastelands till we finally reached the sea. And I wonder how life's so stern could just one day cease to be. Stare off into the darkness and I feel the highway roll. I feel the highway roll. Today, take our sorrows, pains, and angers, and we turn them into play. There's no time to dwell upon it. It's this life that we chose. I lift my glass and smile. I lift my glass and smile.